Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's and a Freilich and Purim, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Zayin. We are holding on daf Pei Vav and Beis at the Mishnah of Zakein Mamre. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. Also by Eli and Brina Gantro in honor of the yard site of Eli's father, Dr. Mendy Gantro, Menachem Mendel Yitzchak, Ben Rav Moshe Zalman, whose yard site is today. We miss him very much. It was a year that it was two others. I remember it being important. It was two others. Yeah, okay. It was also in honor of the 29th yard site of Rabbi Dr. Isaiah Rakovsky, Zichron Levracha, Harav Yeshaya Ben Rava, Gon Rav Shalom, a statesman of the American Orthodox Rabbinate, and a dear friend and colleague of Reverend and Mrs. Jonas and Lola Gewurz, grandparents of Revitzin and Alana Libus. That is true. We thank the Rakovskys very much for all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about the procedure for and qualifications of a Zakein Mamre. If a person wants a how-to manual, how do you become a Zakein Mamre? So this Mishnah is for you. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the darshaning of the Pesukim of a Zakein Mamre. We're going to derive something from each of the words in the Pesukim, and it's going to give different examples of the types of dinim he might be arguing about that would make him a Zakein Mamre. Then the Gemara is going to talk about which types of Piskei Halacha in general, broad categories, can make a person a Zakein Mamre. We're going to have three different opinions, and the Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, if you hold like the opinion that says that he has to argue about a matter that involves kares, how do you account for the previous brisa that went through the pasuk and gave a bunch of different examples of areas of halacha where you could become a zakein mamre? Not all of those areas of halacha seem to involve kares. And that question is what occupies from the middle of Amud Aleph through tomorrow's Amud Aleph. So that's we're going to go through case by case that was identified by the brisa as areas of halacha where a person could be arguing and become a zakein Mamre, and how could that each of those cases still be chayiv kares? They don't all seem to be about chiyuvei krisos. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Zakein Mamre al pi Beis Din Shemar ki Yipalim Mcha Davar leMishpat. He has to give a hora'a that he refuses to paskin like the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says ki Yipalim Mcha Davar leMishpat veKamtava Alisa. So it says, and then it discusses Zakein Mamre. So which Beis Din is the Kamtava Alisa? It's the Sanhedrin Gadol in Yerushalayim. So after the Zakein argues on the Beis Din in his own city on a matter of halacha, they go to Yerushalayim. It says v'kamta v'alisa, but it happens to be they don't go straight to the Beis Din Gadol. Shlosha batei dinin ayusham. There happened to have been three batei dinin in Yerushalayim. Echad yoshev al Pesach Arbayis, one that stood by the Pesach Arbayis, the eastern gate of the Beis Hamikdash. The Echad yoshev al Pesach Azara, another one beyond the Ezra's Nashim by the Pesach of the Ezra's Yisrael. The Echad yoshev b'lishchas Hagazis, and then the Sanhedrin Gadol that was in the lishchas Hagazis, but in Lazer Shal Pesach Arabayis, the Zakein and his own local Beis Din would show up to the first Beis Din that was in Yerushalayim, the one that was by Pesach Arabayis va'Omer, and the Zakein would say to the Beis Din, Kach Darashti, this is how I darshan the halacha, v'kach darshu chaverai, and this is how my chaverim, the rest of the my local Beis Din darshan the halacha, Kach limadati, this is how I learned, Kach limdu chaverai, and this is how the rest of the Beis Din learned. What's the difference between Darashti and Limadati? So in the Tos Yontov he says that Darashti is a drasha lahamonam. Limud is that which you're melamed to talmidim that are in front of you. Alternatively, a drasha is that which employs Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. A limud is just interpreting a pasuk without the Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, the simple pshat in the pasuk. So whatever type of disagreement it was on either of those levels, Im Shamu, if the Beis Din has a particular Kabbalah about how the din is Omrim Lahem, so they would tell the Zakein and his local Beis Din what their Kabbalah was, and if the Zakein is Mekabalit, then wonderful. V'im Lav, and if the Beis Din does not have a particular Kabbalah about that din, or they have a Kabbalah, but the Zakein absolutely refuses to accept their Das and their Kabbalah, he does not yet become a Zakein Mamre at that point, because he's not Mekabal the first two Batei Din. He has to then go to the next step, and it's only when he rejects the Beis Din HaGadol that he becomes a Zakein Mamre. So what do they do? They go to the next next base, and that was by the Pascha Zara, Va'omer. And again, he presents his case. Kach darashi v'kach darshu chaveray. Kach limadati v'kach limdu chaveray. This is the way I learned. This is the way my chaverim learned. The Avim Shamu, and if the basin has a particular Kabbalah, Omrim lahem, then they inform him of it. Vim lav, and if they don't have a particular Kabbalah, or they have a Kabbalah, but the Zaken refuses to accept it, then Elu ve'elu, the Zaken and his local basin now go to the together with the basin that was Yosef Pesach Hazara, but in the basin Agadol, and they go to the basin Agadol, Shulishchas Agazis. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim, who is going, meaning do they pick up a new basin each time and that basin goes along with them to the basin Agadol, or it's still just the original Zaken Mamre and his local basin, meaning once he's already rejected the basin by the Harbais and the basin by the Pesach Hazara, now does the group expand each time he rejects the basin and all the Batei Dinim go? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam writes that even the first basin and the second basin, they all go together to the basin Agadol. So Yom Tov says otherwise. Anyway, so they go to the basin Agadol Shabbos Chasagazeshem Meni Yotzei Torah L'Chal Yisrael, because it's from that basin that Torah goes out to the entire Jewish people. Shenem, because the pasuk says Mina Makom Ahu Asher Yivchar Hashem. So that place is the base of Mikdash. Chazal the Iro. Then, if the Zaken goes back to a city and he refuses to accept that which the Beis HaGadol said, and Shana Velimed Kederek Shayolamad, and he goes and he teaches again exactly what he was teaching before, Potter. He's still going to be Potter. But Vim Horalasos. But if he's not just teaching, he's paskening, and he's saying you should do like me against the Beis HaGadol, Chayiv. Then he becomes Chayiv Misas Chenek Shnemar VeYisha Shayasev Zadon. So Einu Chayiv Ad Sheyora Laasos. That he's only going to be Chayiv if it's Yora Laasos. If he paskens that this is what people ought to do, and it's not just that he's saying what he holds in learning. Now the reason they don't go right away to the Beis HaGadol, the Achronim discussed, Ferris Saul points out, is either not to be matriach the Beis HaGadol. We need to protect them. Not every lunatic who decides that he wants to argue with people should get an audience with the Supreme Court of the entire land. So you have to work your way up a little bit before you get to the Beis HaGadol. And other Achronim suggest that it's to be cholik kavod to the other two batei din, to give them kavod that you're going to walk right past them and go to the Beis HaGadol, or that it's that when the zaken sees three batei dinim that are significant batei din that disagree with him, for him to still disagree, only then it makes him zaken mamre. But if it were to only be one beis din that disagrees with him, so maybe that doesn't have the requisite level of chutzpah for which he's going to be chayiv chenek. But if he sees beis din after beis din, a chazaka of three batei din that continue to tell him he's wrong, and he's so obstinate, and he still insists that he's right, such a person becomes a Zaken Mamre. Okay, so the din of Zaken Mamre has to be someone who's a person of stature, but a Talmud, someone who's less than 40 years old, who's not Ra'ui Lahora'a. The Gemara in Sota says that a Talmud Chacham is less than 40 years old, that's Mora Hora'a, is Rabim Chalolim Hipila. It's a terrible thing, you shouldn't be doing that. The Aruch Lener raises the question, well, if he's not Ra'ui Lahora'a, how did the Maisa ever happen? Why did his local Beis Din even agree to go with him to ask the Shaila to the Beis Din HaGadol? He's just not qualified. He's not even a rabbi yet. So he says, so the Aruch Lener suggests that they went just to be Mavar the Din, because he had brought up something that made them have sveikos in their minds. So they would go with him to find out what the halacha is. So anyway, Talmud Shahor Lassos Potter. If he's a Talmud that shouldn't be taken seriously anyway, he's going to be Potter. So Nimtza Chumro Kulo. It turns out the way Rashi learns this line, the Chumro that they were Machmir on him, that he's not Roy La Ra, that he's not allowed to paskin until he's 40 years old, turns out to save him from a misa over here, because he shouldn't be paskining, and he is paskining, so we don't take him so seriously. The Rambam writes, Nimtza Chumro is the Rambam of Perush HaMishnayos, that the Chomer of the Avera that he violated, that he not only argued on the Sanhedrin, but he even was paskining when he shouldn't have been paskining at all, that Chomer, that's the Chumro that he did a worse Avera, so that turns out to be Kulo, that turns out to be his Kula. Okay, Tan Rabban, so now we darshan each phrase in the pasuk relating to Zakei Mamre. Ki Yipali Mumcha Davar. The Lashon of Yipali means B'Muflashem Beis Nakasim Medaber. He has to be a Mumcha who's Ra'i to sit in the Beis Din. Only such a person could be a Zakei Mamre. Mimcha Zeyoetz. So Zakei Mamre has to disagree with the Beis Din about something. Yoetz is one example of Ibor Hashana, which is called Eitzah. V'cheinu Omer. The pasuk says Mimcha Yetzei Choshev Al Hashem Ra'a Yoetz B'liya'al. So you see the word Mimeich and Yoetz together in the same pasuk in Nachum. Chachamim, and that's why we learned the word Mimcha, that it's referring to Yoetz. Davar, Zu Halacha, that's referring to Halacha Moshe Misinai. Lemishpat, Zehadin, that if the matter of dispute that the Zaken Mamre is arguing with them about is a matter of a din. Din means like a Gzerah Shava. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Dam means Bein Dam Nida, V'Dam Leida, V'Dam Ziva. Whether a woman sees Dam that makes her Tameh as a Nida for 7 days, or Dam Leida, which has its own set of rules, depending whether she had a boy or a girl, or Dam Ziva, which has its own set of rules, where she could become a Zava Katan if she bleeds for 1 day or 2 days, or a Zava Gadol if she bleeds for 3 days, but only within the Yod Aleph Yom, Shebe Nida L'Nida. So he argues about one of those things, whether she's Tameh or Tahar, so he's going to be a Zaken Mamre. Bein Din L'Din means Bein Din and Nefashos, Din Mamnus, Din Malkus. Whether it be Din and Nefashos that he argues about, or Din Mamnus, or Din Malkus that he argues about, that could make him a Zaken Mamre. Bein Nega L'Nega, Bein Nigei Adam, Nigei Batim, Nigei Begadim. Whether he argues about the Tumah Taharah status of a particular Nega on a person, on a house, on Begadim, that could make him a Zaken Mamre. Divrei, Elu Acharam V'Arachin V'Akteshos. If he argues about halachos of money that goes to Hegdish, whether it be in the form of a cherem, in the form of an erech vow, or in form of a regular straight up Hegdish. Rivos zuashka sota. He argues about being mashka sota. Varifa segla, or he argues about doing egla rufa. Vitaris mitzora, or he argues about the taris status of a mitzora. All of those are referred to as rivos. Why they all refer to as rivos? So pasha pshat is because they all relate to some sort of argument. Hashka sota is because the husband and wife weren't getting along. Arifa segla is because someone got killed, so obviously somebody wasn't getting along. And mitzora is because of lashon hara. So that's also rivos. That's also fighting with each other. Bishar recha zo leket shechopeya. Bishar recha is a reference to leket shechopeya. That if he says that something is a matnas aniyim and they say that it's not, or vice versa, they're arguing about whether something should go to aniyim or not, he could become a zaken mamre over that. Vekamta mi beizdin. From the word vekamta, it sounds like the din of zaken mamre is dafka. If he disagrees with the beizdin, that's the beizdin kavua in each city. So the Torah is saying they are supposed to go from there and go straight to Yerushalayim to ask the bigger batei din in Yerushalayim. Ultimately, the beizdin gadol va'alisa. And since the Torah says the zaken and the beizdin have to be ola liYerushalayim, it's melamed shebeis hamikdash gavah meretz Yisrael. You see from there that the beis hamikdash is considered to be an aliyah. It's considered to be higher than all places in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavah mikol haaretzos, and we happen to know the Gemara is going to derive from a pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is gavah mikol haaretzos, that it is higher than all other lands. Elamakom lamed shamakom gorim, and it says elamakom ashiyuf charashem. That teaches us that the dinim of zaken mamre are dafka when he disagrees with the beis din that's sitting in the makom asher bachar Hashem, meaning in the beis hamikdash. But if the beis hagadol were for some reason not in the beis hamikdash at the time of this psak and he disagreed with them, then he would not have a status of a zaken mamre. He can only have a status of a zaken mamre if the beis din, if the sanhedrin gadol, is in their space in the lishchas hagazis. So bishlam beis hamikdash gavah meretz Yisrael d'chsiv alisa. I see very clearly from the psukim that the Torah assumes that the beis hamikdash is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because it's describing going to lishchas hagazis and says valisa. So that means an aliyah. That means going up higher. El Eretz Yisrael gavah mikol haaretzos min alei. But where do you get the idea that Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretzos? Doesn't say that in the pasuk, so that's a different pasuk. The chsiv pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Lachein hinei yomim ba'im nu'um Hashem, chay Hashem asher heles bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chay Hashem asher hele v'asher hevi yezera beis Yisrael me'eretz tzafonu mikol haaretzos asher idachtim sham v'yashvu al admasam." So from the fact, so it says there's going to be a day where we're no longer going to celebrate the fact that we went up from Eretz Mitzrayim, but instead we're going to be celebrating the fact that we came up to Eretz Yisrael from everywhere in the world, that there was a kibbutz galios from everywhere. So it keeps on describing it as an aliyah. Why is it an aliyah? Because Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretzos. So whenever he does it, I mean, it sounds so obvious to us. Aliyah means that you go to Eretz Yisrael, but this is where it comes from, right? That going to Eretz Yisrael means that a person is ola, that you're going higher up from kol haaretzos. Tan Rabbanan zaken mamre enu chayiv ela al davar shezdonu karis shugasol chatas. Divrei Meir. Rav Meir holds that you only become a Zaken Mamre if the matter that you're arguing about has high stakes. How high stakes? That it's got to be Chiv Kares if you do it B'mezid, or Karban Chatzos if you do it B'shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Al Dover Shei Karu Midivrei Torah Purusha Midivrei Sofrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Zaken Mamre is only going to be Chayiv Misa if he argues about something that is a mitzvah that's Mefurish in the Torah, but the details of the Halach have to be interpreted by the Chachamim. For example, Tefillin, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the din of the Dalet Parshios is all Torah Shebal Peh that's given al yidei the Chacham. Of which part, not that, meaning the Dalet Parshios that are in the Tefillin, is all given by the Chachamim. But that which is mefurish entirely in the Torah and the Zakin Paskins lahepich, he does not become a Zakin Mamre. And Rav Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda about this. Even by a Dover says don't record Shigat Sochatas. If it's something that it's mefurish in the Torah, wouldn't become a Zakin Mamre. It's just Rav Meir adds that second qualification, that not only does it need to be that which is derived somehow through the Chachamim, or through Torah Shebal Peh, but Rav Meir holds beyond that, it also needs to be something that's Dono Kari. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim, whether Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Mema'it from Rav Meir, or to be Mosif on Rabbi Meir, but not for now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Diktuk Echad Mi Diktuke Sofrim, even if they just argue about one detail, Halachas that are Daraisa, that the Chum derived from the Yud Gimel Mishnah Torah Rashban, he's going to be Chayev Misa. Meaning it doesn't have to be something that's Mefurash Bikra, that the Chachamim fill in details. Like the mitzvah of Tefillin is Mefurash Bikra. Details are not at all Mefurash Bikra. So that was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon says it could be something that's not explicit at all in the Pasuk, that the entire din is only from the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atorah Nidrashas Behen. And he could still be Chayev Misa. So the Ran writes, according to that, if he disagrees with that which is halachas from Gzeres Chachamim, he does not become a Zaken Mamre, even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Ran then says, though, that the Rambam learns this Gemara differently. That even if he disagrees with Gzeros Chachamim, and the Ran writes, Kigon Chanukah O Purim, he becomes a Zaken Mamre. So when I first saw that the Ran quotes Purim on today's daf, I got all excited. Purim in today's daf, but it gets better. So it says in Gemara, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir who holds that a person does not become a Zaken Mamre unless he argues on that which is Dono Kares and Shigoso Chatas? So Gomar Davar Davar, he derives the Gzeros Shav of Davar Davar. Ksiv Hacha, it says, Bezak. And it says by the parsha of carbon of a helim davar that deals with the carbon that the Sanhedrin has to bring if they make a mistaken psak to be matir that which is aser vinelam davar me'ene hakal. So from the fact that it says the word davar by both of them mala halon, just like the Sanhedrin only brings the parallel davar with the davar shachayav el don lekaris al shid gosel chatas, if it's something that's a high stakes case of a kares related issue, avkan davar shachayav so too, someone only becomes a Zaken Mamre if what he argues about is such a high stakes thing that it's a Kares related issue. Rabbi Yehuda, and what's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it's got to be something that's Ikaru Midivrei Torah, Perusho Midivrei Sofrim, a mitzvah that's explicit in the Torah, but the details are Midivrei Sofrim? Because Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, Adi Ikatorah Vi Yerucha. It says HaTorah Asher Yerucha, so that teaches us that the din that he argues about has to have two parts to it. It has to have Torah, that which is explicit in the Torah, and Yerucha, that which the Chachamim have to teach us, the details of that which is in the Torah. V'Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds that a Zaken Mamre is even if he's cholek on a diktuk echad midivrei sofrim. So where does he get that idea from? So he says, well, it says by the parsha of Zaken Mamre, asher yagidu l'cha min ha-makom ahu afilu kolduhu, that yagidu l'cha min ha-makom ahu teaches me that even if he argues on a diktuk kolduhu, on anything, that's midivreim ischayv misa. Again, machlokas from Ban and Rambam, does that mean a din d'oraisa only? Or does that mean even Chanukah Purim, even something that's a din d'rabbanan? So either it means a din d'oraisa that's not in the Torah, but it's derived from the Yud Gimel Mishnah Torah Drash Ben, or it means the even dinim d'rabbanan. So now, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinin El Rava, Tirgum Li Hamas Nisa Aliv D'Rav Meir. We basically had two conversations so far in today's daf. Number one, we went through word by word of the pasuk where the Braisa told us all the different types of cases for which one can become a Zaken Mamre. If he argues about Nigayim, and if he argues about Dinim, and if he argues about Tumas Leida, all the different cases. And then we had the second discussion we had is, what types of Dinim could be Zaken Mamre? And one of those shitas was, it's got to be a Kares-related issue. So he says, can you explain to me how it could be that it has to be a Karis related issue, and yet that first price is still correct, that all of those examples are Karis related issues? Is a Negat Saras a Karis related issue? Is Dina Mamanus a Karis related? How are all of these things a Karis related issue? And that's the rest of today's daf and the beginning of tomorrow's daf, is going through one by one how they can each be Nogeya to an Isser Karis. So he said, tell me how to touch up that price according to Rav Meir. So I'm the Rav of Papa, Pope Tirgamale. So Rav told Rav Papa, I don't have time to do, but you go do it. You go explain to him how every single din is going to be like Rabbi Meir could be in Isser Kares. So we start with the following: Ki Pale, b'Muflash Beizin Kasam Medaber. That it's got to be a Muflash Beizin. It's got to be a Mumcha, and he comes to disagree with the Beizin, as we're going to say. Mimcha Zayoetz Sheyodei La Abershanim. Mimcha means Yoetz. It means someone who knows how to be Ma'abershanim, to figure out how to add an extra month onto the year. V'luk boa chadashim, and to figure out when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, when it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh. How does that relate to an Issur Kares? Simple. Kiditnan. There's a Mishnah Masech Seiduyos. Hein hi'idu shema Avram es Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias were made in front of the Chacham that they were Makabel from their Rebbeim, that your Ma'aber Shana kol Adar, that they would add you could add an extra month onto the year, even throughout the entire month of Chodesh Adar, even after Purim is over, you could still decide to add another Adar. And they needed that Eidus because Shahayu Omrim, the Chacham prior, were saying Ad HaPurim. That, what are the chances in Sanhedrin Pezai? Right, Ad HaPurim, that is that you're only allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana up until Purim. And if the Zakin argues on the Beis Din in such a halacha, so it's an issue that's Dono Karis for Shigoso Chatas. Why? Di Lahai Gisa, because if Beis Din paskind that you're Ma'abr the Shana after Purim, and the Zakin disagreed with them, so it turns out according to him, Kashari Chametz BePesach, he's being Matir Chametz on Pesach, which is a Chiyuv Kares if he doesn't be Mezid, because if someone eats Chametz Pesach. Because according to him, there's only one Adar, and Pesach is going to be in 1 month from now, and therefore when Pesach comes out on the Fi Cheshman of the Beis Din 2 months later, according to him, he's happily eating Chametz, so he's going to be violating Chametz Pesach. That's Kares. V'ilaygi, and if the Beis Din Paschim like the other side, not like the Eidus of Rishon and Rabbi Papias, and they Paschim that you're not Ma'abr the Shana after Purim, and the Zakin says, yes, you can be Ma'abr the Shana, so Kashari Chametz Pesach, he's also being Matir Chametz on Pesach, because according to the Beis Din, Pesach is going to be in 1 month's time, and the Zakin Mamre is still going to be happily eating Chametz in 1 month's time on the day that the Beis Din determines is Pesach. So Davar Zehalacha. Davar is a reference to Halacha Moshe Misinai. Zumi Hilchos Achadasar. This is the Halachos of the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, the 11 days where a woman is eligible to become a Zava rather than, if she bleeds, becoming a Nida. De Itmar, because the Halacha was said in the Beis Medrash. Asiri, on the 10th day of the Yemei Ziva, there's a machlokas amoraim, what the din is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asiri Kitshi'i, that the 10th day has a din like the 9th day. Very important background over here is that in order for a woman to become a Zava Gedola, she has to bleed for 3 consecutive days, all within the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenido, all within an 11-day period that she has every month where she's eligible to become a Zava. When exactly are those 11 days? Big machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, we don't have to get into it. But there's 11 days each cycle where she's eligible to become a Zava. They used to know how to figure it out. When exactly, their Vestos app calendars were, that they had on their phones were much more sophisticated than ours. So they knew exactly how to figure it out. So the halach is, in order to become a Zava, it's got to be 3 straight days. To be a Zava Katana, she bleeds any one day of those days. So if she bleeds on day 9, she's still got 3 days left in the Yemei Ziva where she could still become a Zava Gedola, 9, 10, and 11. If she bleeds on day 11, she has no chance of becoming a Zava Gedola. It's already the last day of her of the Yod Aleph Yom. So what's the halach if she bleeds on day 10? Does she still Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom? Does she still have to wait the next day to see if she's going to bleed again and take on Zava status? Or do we say, no, she can't become a Zava Gedola. You're never going to have the 3 days. So Rabbi Yochanan says Asiris Kitshi'i, that we treat the 10th day like the 9th day. Rabbi Shimon Lakshamar Asiri Kachadasar. No, you treat the 10th day like the 11th day. Rabbi Yochanan Asiri Kitshi'i Machi'i Bayishimor. Just like the 9th day, you need to be Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom and see what happens the next day. Saaf Asiri Bayishimor. So too on the 10th day, she has to be Shomer one day, Bitara, and only then will she become Muteres. Reish Lakshamar Asiri Kachadasar. Ma'arachasar Lo Bayishimor. Just like if she sees Dam on the 11th day, she doesn't need need to see what's going to happen on the 12th day. She doesn't need to wait. She can go to the mikvah right away because the Yemei Ziva are over. So afasiri lo ba'yishimur. So if she bleeds on the 10th day, she doesn't need to see what's going to be on the 11th day or not, because she's never going to become a Zava Gadola. The whole idea of the Shimur is to see if she's developing into a Zava Gadola. So that is the machloka. So if the Zaken disagrees with the Beis Din about that issue, that's something that relates to Kares. Because if the Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, then if she sees on day 10, she has to be Shomer another day, someone who's boel her that night is Chayiv Kares. So that's a Kares-related matter. Mishpat Zehadid. That's that which we derive from a Gezeira Shava. And what does it mean? Din bitomei anusaso. The din that you're not allowed to marry your daughter from one's daughter from their from a rape victim, Rachman al Tzlan. Tama Rava, Amrli Rav Yitzchak Baro Vadimi, Asya Heina Heina. That we have a Gzeira Shava of Heina Heina that teaches me the Isser of bitomei anusaso in the first place. So that it's Asr to be Boel Bas Ishto, even if she's if that daughter is from a different husband. And from the fact that the two psukim say Heina, we learn from the Bas Ishto Pasuk that bitomei anusaso is also included. And Asya Zima Zima. There's another Gzeira Shava of Zima Zima to tell me what the onesh is for bitomei anusaso. That it says when one marries Isha Ubito, that Ubita, a person marries a woman and her daughter, that Zima Hi, and it says by Boel Chamoso, Visha Shayikach Zisha Vesima, Zima Hi, Be'eshu Sufroso Vesa, and that it's a Chayiv Shreifa. So just like when one is Boel Chamoso, he's Chayiv Shreifa, so too if he's Boel Bitomei Anusaso, he's Chayiv Shreifa. So if the Zaken disagrees with this Gezer Shava, and he's Matir Bitomei Anusaso, then it's a Davar Shazdono Kares. That could be something that's dono kares. What do you mean? We just said it's sreifa. Yeah, everything that's sreifa is at least kares, meaning sreifa is with edim and asra'a. Without edim and asra'a, and you just do it b'mezid, then it's going to be a chiv kares. Bein dam ledam, what was that example? Bein dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva. We said dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva. In any of those categories, he can become a zaken mamre if he argues with the bezin about those things. What do you mean? Dam nida, b'pulta da kaiv ben malal v'rabanan. Ditanan, dam ayorak, kaiv ben malal metame v'cham metarin. Dam nida is about the colors of dam, that Akavi ben Mahalalel held that even if you see dam yarok, you see a yellowish type of blood, that makes a woman an Ida. And we don't pass like that. We dafka look for that to be matir, right? Meaning when a chacham looks at a mara, when a rabbi looks at a mara, he's looking to see that if it's dam yarok, that she's not going to be tame. But anyway, the chum mar mitayr. So the Zaken disagrees with the Bezin about that. So it's dono karis and shigasal chatas. Because if a person is boel an Ida, then he's chayiv karis. And even if the Zaken holds like a kavya to be machmir, it could still lead to an iser kares. Because let's say a woman sees dam yarok for 2 days, and then she sees dam adam after that. So when can she go to the mikvah? So if you assume that if you assume she already started her nidus with the dam yarok, so it's a total of 7 days starting from when she saw dam yarok, and therefore being machmir that counts as dam nida means you're going to end the clock on the nidus 2 days too early. She can go to the mikvah too early, and she's not going to be tar really. So in either direction, it could be a matter of kares. Dam leida beplukta to Rav Levi. What would be a machlokas about dam leida? Well, that's a machlokas Rav Levi to Itmar. Because they discussed when it comes to the Tumas Leida, says Machlokas Amuraim, why is it that up until 2 weeks after giving birth to a baby girl, she's Tameh, and then afterwards, the next 66 days, all the Dam is going to be Dam Tohar? Why? What changes? So Rav Amar, Mayanecharu, Ataritimato, Ataritiarto. Physically, nothing changes. It's the blood is coming from the same place. The Torah determines that the blood that comes the first 2 weeks is Tameh, the blood that comes for the next 66 days is Tohar. Why? Because Hashem said so. Levi Amar Shnei Mayanosein. Levi says, no. The Torah is describing a physical phenomenon that in the first 2 weeks there's a particular area where the blood comes from that is Tame blood. And the next 66 days there's a particular place the blood comes from that's Tahar blood. So Nistama Tame Niftach HaTahar. Once the Mayan of Tame blood closes, the Mayan of Tahar blood opens up. Nistama Tahar Niftach HaTame. And when the Mayan of Tahar blood closes, the Tame blood Mayan opens up. So what would be the nafkamina between them? What if she's continuously bleeding from day 14 into day 15? So you see, it's straight coming, the same blood straight through. So if you hold that it's Mayan Echad and it's just Hashem that decides that after 14 days, that's where we just cut it and we say, okay, now Dam Tameh is over. So it doesn't matter that it's all coming from the same place. Dam Tameh is over. But But if you hold that it's Shnei Mayanos, well, you see, this isn't Shnei Mayanos. It's the same blood that continuously flows, and therefore it would still be Dam Tameh. So such a matter about whether she's Tameh or Tahar can be a matter of Kares. Dam Ziva, what would they argue about relating to Dam Ziva? Beplukta de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, in the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Nida that a woman who sees Dam for 3 days during the Yemei Ziva, she becomes a Zava Gadol, and she's going to need Shiva Nekiyim, and she's going to need to bring a carbon. But let's say a woman is pregnant and she's about to give birth, and kishta, she starts having tzire leida, she starts having contractions, shloshi yom betocha charas yom, and that happens for 3 days during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. She sees blood with some contractions, so if she gives birth right away, she does not become a zava, because we assume that that blood is birthing blood, it's not zava blood. The imshafsa, but if she rested from her meis leis for 24 hours from her contractions, the yalda, and only then gave birth, then we assume that the 3 days of bleeding that she had prior to the contractions taking a break and prior to her giving birth, we assume that that really made her a zava. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, but Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says not 24 hours of a break from contractions, but rather laila v'yom k'leil shabbos v'yomo, a full calendar day. So if the break starts 8:24 a.m. on Friday morning and goes till 8:24 a.m. on Shabbos morning, it's not good enough. It needs to be that it's a break of a full calendar day, like Lel Shabbos V'yomo, tonight and tomorrow. Only then, Shafsa Min HaTzar V'lo Min HaDam, and it has to be that the Tzar stopped, her pain had stopped, but the Dam continued. So nevertheless, that's considered a Hafsaka, and the Dam that she sees is Dam Ziva and not Dam Leda. So if the Zaken argues on the Beis Din in that Machlokas, it's something that's Dono Kares and Shigoso Chatas, and you become a Zaken Mamre. Bein Din L'Din, what's that about? Bein Din Mamlus, Din Fashos, Din Makos. So Din Mamlus, Beplukta de Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Avoh, Domer Shmuel Shnaim Shadanu Dineyam Din, Elishin Akron, Bezen Chatz of Rabbi Avoh, Medivere Kol, Ein Dineyam Din. That there's a machlokas whether two Dayanim that sit together and determine a din in Dine Mamlus, whether that's binding or not. So that could be a nafkamina for Kares. Why? Because two Dayanim sit together and they award money from one party to the other. And the guy takes the money. So now can he be Mekadesh Nisha with that money? He's going to go, he's going to be Mekadesh Nisha with that money. The Masari Kedushin is going to ask him, is it yours? And he's going to say, yeah, it's mine, but it's not really his according to one opinion. So if it's not his, she's not Mukadeshes. And now if she sleeps with somebody else, she's going to be she thinks she's Chayiv Kares, but she's not, because she's not really Mukadeshes, or vice versa. So or someone else is Mekadesh her. So does that Kiddushin work? Depends on whether this Kiddushin worked. So it relates to a matter of Kares. It is a little funny, the Achronim point out, any Dine Mamnes case, you don't have to tell me, oh, they're arguing about whether two Dayanim or three Dayanim. They can argue about anything in all of Dine Mamnes, and would yield the same result, that someone's getting money that's not theirs, and then they're Mekadesh and Isha with it. So the Achronim work on that Kasha. Dine Nefashos, but plucked it to Rabbi Rabban. What would be an example of where they're arguing Dine Nefashos? The Machlokas Rabbi and the Rabban. The Tanya, Rabbi Yom Nesata Nefesh Shachas Nefesh, Mamon, that if a person accidentally kills somebody when he's trying aiming for someone else, so you pay Mamon, you're not Chayiv Misa. But the other opinion says you're Chayiv Misa. Atom Mamon, Uenu Ella, Nefesh Mamish. You're sure it's Mamon, maybe you're Chayiv Misa. So Nemer Nesina Lemaila, Nemer Nesina Lemata. It says Nesina in the previous pasuk where it talks about striking a pregnant woman, and it says Nesina in this pasuk, Nesata Nefesh Shachas Nefesh. So Mala Halon, just like when it comes to a pregnant woman, if you strike her in a way where it causes her Rachman Son to lose the baby. So mamon, the halach is you pay demei vlados. So afkan mamon. So over here also, where you hit the wrong person and you inadvertently kill somebody, it's also going to be mamon. That's Rebbe's shita, but the Chum disagree and they say no, you chayiv misa. It says nefesh, so you don't have to pay mamon, you're only chayiv misa. So if the Zaki disagrees with the Beis Din about this, it could lead to kares of aneshes ish, because if the yorshei hanirtzach take the mamon from the rotzeach, and then they're mekadesh and isha with it, so then you get into aneshes ish matters, which is a kares related matter. Dine makos, what's dine makos? Beplukta Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan. That could be that the Zaki Mamre is arguing with the Beis Din in the same machlokas as Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan. Ditnan makos b'shlosha, the Mishnah says that dine makos, we use 3 dayanim, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Lamru, Be'esrim Mishlosha, that we use 23 dayanim. So if 3 dayanim sat or Mechayiv Gai Malkus, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they're chayiv to pay him mamon, like anyone else who's chavul b'chaveru, because they cannot be Mechayiv in Malkus. Whereas if you hold that they can be Mechayiv in Malkus, well, then you're potter from mamon, because it's saying Lokanu Mishalmin. So what happens if they weren't really entitled to the money, but they awarded the money, and then they were Mekadish Nisha with it? It all goes back to Kiddushin. It always goes back. I mean, if the point is, if money belongs to somebody who it shouldn't belong to, and then he's Mekadish Nisha with it, so then it's a Kares related matter. Let's do one more. Be'negel enegel, be'nigei adam, nigei batim, nigei begadim. Nigei adam, what would be a case of nigei adam, be'pluktid Rabbi Shuvah Rabbanan? Ditzna'im beheres, kodim l'seir lovin tameh, v'im seir lovin kodim l'beheres, tahar. Safek tameh, if it's safek, which came first, the beheres or the seir lovin, so it's tameh according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shuvah Amar keha. Rabbi Shuvah says it's keha. My keha. What does he mean by that? Amarava keha. Tahar. He means that just like if the nega were to lighten up and become more dim, it would be tahar. So too, when you have a suffix of the seir lovin came before the beharis, and the beharis came before the seir lovin, it would also be tahar. So how could that lead to a kares related matter? Because a mitzora that goes into the base of mikdash betuma is chayiv kares if he does so b'mezid and chatos if he does so b'shogeg. Is he a mitzora? So that's this machlokas. So beharis called him seir lovin, seir lovin called him the beharis. We're not sure if he's a mitzora or not. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Nigei Batim and the other types of machlokos that they might have. Everyone have a Freilich and Purim. A great day. Freilich and Purim, Freilich and Purim, like your outfit. Okay. Purim Sameach.